Once a month, we participate in communion. We have an open table, which means you don't have to be a member of this congregation to participate. The most important element is that you've surrendered your life to Jesus. And we participate in communion because He is so good. Amen?
Amen.
Reading the scriptures while the elements are being prepared from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." Thank you. If we would judge ourselves, the Scripture says, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world. Thank you. As we get ready to participate, what we always like to do is take a few moments to examine ourselves. If you have something between you and the Lord that's not yet right or not taken care of, repent of it. Get it out of the way. The object is not to avoid communion, but to take communion and celebrate the body and blood of our Lord who provided His life, His death, and His resurrection for us. If there's a relational difficulty with somebody who's not here, the Lord asks you to commit yourself to take care of it. And if you have tried to take care of it and that person won't be restored, then you leave them in the hands of the Lord and you partake of communion. Amen. You don't avoid taking communion. You partake because the Lord strengthens you through it. And so if there's someone here that you haven't yet spoken to that's not here this morning, I should say, then make a commitment to the Lord to take care of it at your first opportunity. So let's just be quiet before the Lord for a couple of moments, and then we'll participate together. Is there anyone who yet needs to receive the elements? All right, very good. Father, we are so grateful that You loved this world, us, so much, that You gave Your only begotten Son for us. Jesus, we are so grateful that You were obedient to Your Father and You took our sins upon Yourself on the cross of Calvary. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that as we hold this loaf in our hands, we do so in remembrance of You, understanding and believing that as we partake, it is transformed into the body of Christ. And Lord, we thank You that we are part of Your greater body together. Thank You for Your body broken for us. And by Your stripes, we are healed. And as we participate this morning, we receive healing and power and strength and life and a fresh anointing of Your Holy Spirit. Let us participate together. Thank You, Lord, for Your body broken for us. Lord, now as we look at the fruit of the vine, we do so and do this in remembrance of You. Your blood shed, You ratifying the covenant, the new covenant, the new testament by Your blood, we come under the auspices of that fantastic new covenant. Thank You for Your blessings, Your promises, Your provision, because You shed Your blood for us. Now we participate in faith in Jesus' name. Let's all partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We rejoice in You, Lord God. How great You are, worthy of our praise, our God. Thank You, Lord. What a great God You are.